The Gemara says in Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph that an Avil is Aser B'Divrei Torah. An Avil is not allowed to learn. Since the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Yechezkel Daim, so we have a Raya from here that an Avil is not allowed to learn. He's Aser B'Divrei Torah. The Ritva has a Shtaker Kasha in this Gemara. The Ritva is on Amud Beis, and he asks from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas in Daf Tesvav Amud Beis that an Avil is Chayav B'Chol Mitzvahs Amuris B'Torah Chutz Min HaTfilin. An Avil is Chayav in all the Mitzvahs in the Torah except for Tfilin. The one exception that an Avil is not Chayav in is Tfilin. But other than Tfilin, an Avil is Chayav in every Mitzvah in the Torah. So the fact of Ritva, we see over here in the Gemara that an Avil is Aser B'Talmud Torah. So we see there's another Mitzvah that he's Pater from, and that is the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why does the Gemara say that he's Chayav in every Mitzvah except for Tfilin? L'chara, he's also Pater from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Ritva answers in one of his terutzim that Anichinami, he is part of Talmud Torah, but Ein lemeidim in aklalus afa bishet namer ben chutz. The Gemara just said one exception, but there's another exception as well that he's pater from, and that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Magi on the bottom of the Ritva asks a kasha on the Ritva. He says he doesn't understand the whole kasha of the Ritva to begin with. The Ritva is asking that why don't we say that an Avil is pater from another mitzvah besides the Tfilin, and he's also pater from Talmud Torah. In fact, the Magi, an Avil is not pater from Talmud Torah, because an Avil could learn Dvarim HaRoyim. This an Avil can't learn. He can't learn regular Divrei Torah, because it's Mesam Chilev, but Dvarim HaRoyim, he's allowed to learn. Like the Gemara says, Gabi Tisha B'Av, during Tisha B'Av, he can learn Dvarim HaRoyim, and that's the Halach. An Avil is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoyim. Parts of the Torah that are said is mutter for an Avil to learn. So an Avil is Chayav in Talmud Torah. It's just limited. He can't learn everything. He can only learn Dvarim HaRoyim. So he says, but what's B'chal the Ritva's Kasha? It's not, there's not an exception to the fact that he's also, but Talmud Torah is not an exception to the statement that Avil is Chayav B'chol HaMitzvahs. He's Chayav B'chol HaMitzvahs. He's Chayav B'Talmud Torah. There's just certain parts of the Torah that he can't learn, but he could learn Dvarim HaRoyim. So what B'chal is the Kasha of the Ritva? That's his Kasha of the Ritva. I wanted to be Matziah Mahalach, to be Mazer, what the Ritva held, and why he asked his kasha to answer this kasha of the Magia, and just we mocked him a machlekes between the Shubada Halakit and the Ga'inim Legabe Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So the Shubada Halakit and Simon Reish Samach Tas brings down from the Ga'inim that the Ga'inim were not to make a Berachos of Tyra on Tisha B'Av. Why would they not make a Berachos of Tyra? Shari Asur Midrash Tyra, because not allowed to learn by Midrashus Betalim. So the Ga'inim say, you're not learning anything on Tisha B'Av, so why should you make a Berachos of Tyra? You should not make a Berachos of Tyra. The Shubada Halakit is chaylik on them. He says, "V'lini yirush etzarachin, etzarachin shorayhu rashai lukas batar v'yav v'kinas edvarim harayim." You're allowed to learn dvarim harayim. Hilchach mevarach berachos atara. Therefore, you should make a berachos atara. So the Shvara Laka Tana is on the gun. And why are you saying not to make a berachos atara? Because you can't learn. You could learn. You could learn dvarim harayim. There's only certain things you can't learn. But meaning that you could learn dvarim harayim, there's no reason why you shouldn't make a berachos atara. And the question is, what is the teretz to the kasha of Shvara Laka on the gunim? And what's the machlekes? Why taka the gunim hold that you don't make a berachos atara? And I think the pshat is on pa chakira that the gunim have in this iser of an oval in Talmud Torah. So we say he's not allowed to learn. But he's allowed to learn dvarim harayim. So what's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that Be'etzem, there is a chiyuv of Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is there like any other day, but they limited that chiyuv. They said that you're mechuyev to learn, but there's certain things you can't learn. You can't learn Dvarim HaTayvim, you can't learn regular Torah, you're only allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim, because that's not Misameach as much. But the Etzem chiyuv of Talmud Torah is there like any other day. Or is the pshat that they were mafkiya the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? They were mafkiya legamrei, they patterned him from the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. There is absolutely no chiyuv of Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av, no chiyuv of Talmud Torah by an Avil, but they gave a heter. They said, Lamaisa, you want to do something, you're bored, you're allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoyim. Regular Torah, you can't learn even if you want to, because that's Mesameach, but Dvarim HaRoyim, if you want to learn that, you can learn. So there's a pshat that there is a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but they limited it to Dvarim HaRoyim. Or the pshat is that there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at all, you don't have to learn, there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah, the mafkiya legamrei, but it's a heter. If you want to learn, you can learn Dvarim HaRoyim. Nafkamin would be, is an Avil or someone at Tisha B'Av, is he mechuyev to learn Dvarim HaRoyim, al tzmitzvah Talmud Torah? If the mitzvah is there, but they limited it, so that mitzvah by Gisa B'Yom Halayla, L'char would apply to Dvarim HaRoyim. But if they were mafkiya, the mitzvah legami, if there is no mitzvah, then there's no chiyev to learn even Dvarim HaRoyim, it's just the heter. If you want to do it, you can do it, if not, not. And I think that is the beer in the machlekes between the Shabbat Lakan and the Ga'inim. The Shabbat Lakan understood that there is a chiyev of Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av, but it's limited to Dvarim HaRoyim. And therefore he says, why not make a berachos atar? There's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah like any other day. But I think the Ga'inim held not like that. They held that Chazal mefkir the mitzvah legamrei. There is no mitzvah Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av, no mitzvah Talmud Torah by an Avil. And therefore, even though you could learn Dvarim HaRoyim, that's a heter, you could if you want, but there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to do that, and therefore there's no makam to make a berachos atar. That is l'chayr their machlekes. And I think l'fi this, it could be miyashiv the Ritva as well. It could be the Ritva held like the Ga'inim, that Chazal mefkir the mitzvah Talmud Torah legamrei by an Avil, just like they did on Tisha B'Av. Mele says that This should be another exception to the rule. Just like we say, an Avol is pater from tefillin, he's also pater from Talmud Torah. He has absolutely no mitzvahs Talmud Torah. He can learn Dvar Maharaim. That's a heter. That's something he's allowed to do if he wants to, but a mitzvahs Talmud Torah does not. And therefore, he asks a good kasha that we should say that an Avol is chai b'chol mitzvahs Amuris B'Torah, except for tefillin and Talmud Torah. So that would answer the kasha of the Magia. The Magia was bothered that he has a mitzvahs Talmud Torah legabe Dvar Maharaim. So I think the Ritva understood, like those Ga'inim, that there's no mitzvahs Talmud Torah legabe Dvar Maharaim. There's a heter, but there is no chiyuv. Now, Agav Lagabi, this of the Shavai Aleket says he would make a Bechasa Torah. I don't think it's Muchach to say that he argues Lagam and he holds there is a Chi of Talmud Torah and Tishbav and Vimarayim. But Etzim, you could say that he's masking to the Gainim that there's no Chi of Talmud Torah at all, it's just a Heter to learn. But Afal Pichain, he held that he should make a Bechasa Torah, and that's all P. the Yasadi Adu from Reb Chaim that the Briskav brings down to be Mazar, how Nashim can make a Bechasa Torah even though they're Pater from the midst of Talmud Torah. And the Briskav brings some Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is mechadish, a berachas ha-tayr is not a berachas ha-mitzvah. It's not a berachah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's that the chefza of Torah is tu'un ha-bracha. The act of learning Torah is mechayv ha-bracha, even though there's no kiyum mitzvah while you're learning it necessarily. So in Mela, Kubi Dishvay Aleket was maskim that there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av, but being that there are things you are allowed to learn, that's enough to be mechayv ha-berachas ha-tayr, because the learning itself needs a bracha, even though there's no kiyum mitzvah during the learning. That could be the Hasbro and the Shvayla Halakat. The Gainim held that being that there's no mitzvah, there's no Berchsa Atira either, because Berchsa Atira is a bracha on the mitzvah, not like Reb Chaim. Lechar from the Gainim would be a right, not like Reb Chaim, that it's not that the Chefza of Atira needs a bracha, but it's a bracha on the Kiyam HaMitzvah. I just want to be Messiah with a beautiful Vart I saw from the Kliyaka. The Kliyaka says on the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Perchazan Pasuk Mem Aleph, it says that after Yaakov Avinu got the brachas from Esav, and Esav realized what happened. It says, V'yustam Esav is Yaakov. Esav had a lot of hatred for Yaakov, and he wanted to kill him. And he says, V'yaymer Esav b'liba yikuv v'yimei evil avi v'hargas Yaakov achi. He's going to wait until, he wanted to wait until his father died, and his brother would be ba'avelis, and then he would kill Yaakov Avinu. So what's the pshat? Why did he want to wait till the avelis of Aviv to kill Yaakov Avinu? So the Kliyaka says, Adamar Nifla, he says that, really, Esav knew that there's no way he could overcome Yaakov. Yaakov had the schus of Tyra, because of Vahaya Kasher Tarid, that when Yaakov is Esav B'Tyra, there's no way that Esav could have control over him. So when Yaakov is not learning, then he's able to be miskab over Yaakov Avinu. So he says, therefore he said, Yaakov Avinu Evel Avi, he's going to wait until when his father dies, and Yaakov Avinu will be Ba'avelis, and when he's in Avil, he's not allowed to learn. He's also B'Talmud Tyra, like he says, Pekud Hashem Hashem Samche Lev. And Mimela, he says, he won't be Yasuk, and he won't have the Dabra that's Megan on him, then I'll be able to kill him because he's going to lose that protection of the Tyre because of his Avelis. And he goes on to say, that's why Chazal say that Avel needs a Shmira. Why does he need Shmira? Because he doesn't have that Schus of Tyre to protect him. And that was something that even Esav Chap, the Gvaldik is Schus of Tyre. Now, even though Yaakov Lachar would be Mutter B'Dvarim HaRayim, but maybe this is a Shtigl Smach that Chazal Ramafkiya, the Mitzvah Legami, was a Heter, not a Chiev, and maybe the Heter B'Talmud Tyre without the Mitzvah Talmud Tyre is not enough to have that protection of a Hayakashir Tarid. And that's why Esav says, Yikir Yimei Evil Avi, and that is the beautiful Hezber of the Kliyakar and what Esav's Cheshbon, where even Esav Chap, the Godless of Tyre, and the protection they could have, and therefore he wanted to wait till a time where Yaakov would not have that protection.